USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump says he's bringing the troops home.
They're the greatest warriors in the world. They're policing. They're not a police force. They're a different kind of a force. We want to bring our soldiers back home.
The president speaking there as he welcomes the NHL champion St. Louis Blues to the White House. The president defended his decision to pull troops out of Syria. Now, that decision has been criticized by some Democrats and Republicans. With members of the House and Senate back to work on Capitol Hill, Senate Majority Leader from Kentucky, Republican Mitch McConnell, says House Democrats are throwing fairness and precedent to the wind in their impeachment inquiry.
This is about the most consequential process the House of Representatives could possibly engage in, overruling American voters and nullifying an election.
McConnell also says his colleagues on the other side of the aisle are seeking to cancel out Donald Trump's presidency. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Hello, this is Wayne Allen Root, relentless conservative warrior, middle-class warrior, and always Trump warrior. I have a message for my fellow patriots across America. President Trump is making America great again. He's the only president in my lifetime who is keeping his promises, and his biggest promise is to build that wall. President Trump could only do it with our help. If Congress won't fund Trump's wall, we will. President Trump is one man against the world, and what globalists and socialists around the world want is clear, open borders. It's time to take a stand. We either build a wall, or it's the end of the greatest nation in world history ever blessed by God. That's why I founded the Root for the Wall PAC. 63 million Trump voters together will raise the money President Trump needs for the wall. Anyone who donates $100 or more will get a beautiful commemorative wall brick. Display it proudly. Call 844-ROOT-WALL. That's toll-free, 844-ROOT-WALL, or go to rootwall.com. We will build this wall together. Call 844-ROOT-WALL or go to rootwall.com. Root for the Wall PAC. Paid for and responsible for the content of this message. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee. rootwall.com.
President Trump is defending his economic record. The president tweeted that the median household income is at its highest point ever, ever, ever. He says more people are working in the U.S. today than any time in history. The president also tweeted that those numbers are tough to beat for radical left Democrats and the media. Four federal inmates in the Lone Star State had one thing on their mind when they escaped a few days ago. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes explains.
Texas authorities say after the men escaped from the federal prison camp in Beaumont, Texas on Saturday, they apparently made a beeline for a liquor store where they purchased several bottles of whiskey. The whiskey was found to be in their possession along with newly purchased cell phones when they were captured not far from the prison just a few hours later. The prison located an hour east of Houston, they're back inside now where they're facing additional charges to what they were in there for to begin with.
This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
The NFL is currently celebrating its centennial season. Former Buffalo Bills coach Marv Levy, who's 94 years old, would like to see the NFL clubs honor our greatest generation, the World War II veterans. He joins Fox News and explains why.
Well, Brian, every year the league does have one of their games which they dedicate to the people in service, and that is great. But now, with the 75th anniversary coming, with the number of World War II veterans diminishing, so I think this would be a great year to call for each team, I should say, to dedicate at one of their games remembrance of the so-called, and I believe it, greatest generation. Now, while there are still some here, and so the people in the United States can remember what was done so many years ago.
World War II did claim the lives of 21 active or former NFL players and all, a former head coach, and a team executive. And finally, a Northern California farmer is the winner of the 46th annual Half Moon Bay World Championship Pumpkin Weigh-Off. This year's winning pumpkin weighed 2,200 pounds. Now, he not only gets bragging rights for that giant gourd, but also scores a $1,500 first place prize. For more news, you can find us online at usaradio.com or on Facebook at USA Radio. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.